left in the Biden administration have your gun rights in their crosshairs and will stop at nothing to achieve their gun control agenda. Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, the Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America. We are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are hosting a Meet the Candidates night at our office, so that you can get to know the people running for office here in Nevada and discuss their views on the Second Amendment. Please join us this Monday, August 11th at 5 p.m. to meet the candidates for the Nevada Assembly. We are located at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Chorus parking lot. If you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com. Gun Owners of America paid for this ad.
She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Britney Spears, recently emancipated, is now pregnant. Yeah, word just coming out just minutes ago. Britney Spears is pregnant with her third child. Don't know if this means she'll never come back to the strip. I hope she does. I would love to see her show. I've never seen her show. And I hear it's phenomenal. So, anyway, coming up, could there be a constitutional sweep by Republicans? I mean, is it possible the Republicans in a red wave could end up winning all the constitutional offices? Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, Controller, State Treasurer. State Treasurer, do you say? Guess who's running? Manny Kass, Republican candidate for Treasurer, will join us in just a couple minutes. Is a red wave going to result in a sweep of the constitutional offices? I'll ask him. See what he thinks. Manny Kass joining us a little bit later on, 205. Dean Heller, former U.S. Senator, running for governor. We'll do that and more. Man, we got a busy, busy show still ahead. Stay where you are right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
For U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. We're learning more about the scope of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The mayor of the port city of Mariupol says that more than 10,000 civilians have died there, and that the full death toll could be double that number. The European Union's policy chief says foreign ministers are meeting in Luxembourg to look for new ways to support Ukraine.
We have witnessed what's happening there and the brutal, brutal aggression of the Russian troops against the civilian population.
President Biden discussed the war with India's prime minister today during a virtual meeting. Speaking through an interpreter, Prime Minister Modi said he has spoken several times with both Russian and Ukrainian leaders.
I not only appeal for peace, but also suggested that there be direct talks between President Putin and the president of Ukraine.
Here at home, gasoline prices have dropped 10 cents over the past 2 weeks to a nationwide average of $4.27 a gallon. Fuel analyst Trilby Lumberg says prices are lower because there's been a drop in the price of crude oil, but she also says the demand for gas is down.
Demand is very weak because of these high prices that we have had, and in the second half of March was below demand for the first half of March, which is very strange for March, when spring demand is supposed to be kicking in.
A trial has opened in Florida's opioid epidemic lawsuit against the Walgreens pharmacy chain. State officials accused the company of putting profits over health by improperly dispensing millions of powerful painkillers. Walgreens denies the state's claims. Wall Street stocks have traded in negative territory all day. At the top of the hour, the Dow was down over 400 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly. And now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The FAA is asking for some of the largest fines ever for passengers who disrupt flight, including one involving a woman on a Las Vegas flight. The FAA is seeking more than $77,000 in fines against a woman who tried to open a cabin door during a flight and bit a passenger repeatedly before she was restrained by the Delta crew members on a flight from Las Vegas to Atlanta. That was in July. That fine, plus another nearly $82,000, are part of a $2 million in proposed penalties. It's announced since the first of the year. Now, airlines have reported more than 1,000 incidents already in the calendar year, most involving passengers who refuse to wear masks. Governor Steve Sisolak is denying reports that he's blocking the Oakland A's from moving to Southern Nevada because he does not support using public money to help build a new stadium. He said public financing of the baseball stadium has not been an issue in his conversations with the A's and the team officials or the commissioner of Major League Baseball. A's officials have made multiple trips to Las Vegas to scout potential stadium locations and talk with public officials.
KMZQ you on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Not too bad on area freeways right now. You're pretty much up to free speeds. Do watch for blowing dust and debris with those strong gusty winds out there, currently at 22 miles per hour. And possible delays on the 515 both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Monday. Good to have you with us. I've been told by more than one political consultant over the last week that there is every possibility that we will have a sweep of the constitutional offices in the state of Nevada over the course of, well, by Election Day in November. And the big question is, will that hold up? Is it possible that Republicans could end up winning governor, attorney general, secretary of state, controller, state treasurer? Speaking of state treasurer, guess who's on the line? Manny Kess, Republican candidate for state treasurer, and he joins us. Is it possible, Manny, that we're looking at a big, big red wave here in the state of Nevada?
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me. Absolutely. The way that things are going right now, you turn on the TV, you're mad. You go to the gas station, you're upset. You go to the supermarket, you're mad. So 100% we need change, and I think the wave is coming.
Talk a little bit about your campaign. It is a grassroots campaign. Talk a little bit about it, the progress you've made, and how far you have to go.
Well, I've been in this race for 16 months now. I have traveled the state, and all I've been trying to do is get people to pay attention to the candidates, make sure we are electing the best people for their respective positions. And my hope is that because, as I mentioned, we're so upset and disgusted with what's happening, more people than ever are going to get off the couch and go vote and make sure that our voices are heard.
Everybody gets all excited when you start, kind of giggly excited when you start talking about a race for governor. But state treasurer, why is it important, the next person we put in that office?
It's important because it's very overlooked. It's a important piece of the pie. It's a constitutional race, and we're talking about a state that has a $9 billion budget, and yet we keep finding ourselves year over year being told that the state is broke, that we have no money. Meanwhile, casinos are making record revenue, the cannabis industry, record sales. So where is the money going? We need a treasurer that will be transparent and hold everyone accountable around that position.
I want to ask you about something that's real important, and we talk about it a lot on this show, and that is education reform, school choice. Where do you stand on school choice and on the reform of our schools, which are dead last in most categories?
Where I stand is this. Like you just said, we are at the bottom of every poll in the nation, and for the past 10 years, we keep spending more money in education. The system is broken, and we need change. So the only way to get change is to figure out exactly where we're spending our money, stop wasting it, and let's get back to the core. Get educators, get parents, get the legislators all together, and let's figure out a solution once and for all to get us out of this terrible situation that we're currently in.
Now, the state treasurer, do you have a direct line to education other than the fact that you probably cut the checks that go out to school districts across the state?
100%. I get 5 bill draft requests per legislative session, and so it is imperative that the treasurer works with his legislators and with the governor's office, and we attack this head on, not just talk about it, but actually create legislation that changes the problem, and we start to right this ship.
And with those 5 bill drafts, you can create legislation that'll be brought maybe to a Republican state Senate, state assembly. Do you want a seat at the table then when they start talking about education?
Absolutely. I want to sit at the table when it comes to small businesses and making our state the most pro-business state. I want to talk about education. I want to talk about transparency. I think every elected official in the state should do the best that they can to make us not at the bottom of every poll, get us towards the top of every poll in the state. So you can't just sit there with lip service. You've got to back it up and stand your ground and force change.
And does that mean that you favor school choice?
I look at school choice, absolutely. I think money should be best utilized for students. So the only way to know how and where to do that is by opening up the books and seeing exactly where money is going right now, because no one knows. I've spoken with many state senators and state assemblymen and women. They don't even know how the money is being spent. There is no oversight, and that needs to change immediately.
Now, is that something that a state treasurer can come in and just turn a switch and do? Will it take legislation? How do you achieve that kind of transparency that you want?
Well, I can't turn on a switch. Anyone that says that they can do that would be lying. But again, having someone with a business background and someone who uses common sense who can reach over to the other side of the aisle and say, please pay attention, let's actually get to 6th. That is how you start the conversation. And then by being ferocious and not giving up, you continue having the conversation until change is created.
I want to ask you about money that comes in. What happens to the money that comes into our coffers, the state coffers, via taxes or whatever it might be? What happens to the money, and is it the charge of the state treasurer to invest it wisely?
Well, that's a double question. So what happens to the money is, if you look at the budget, you're going to get a headache because it is so confusing. And money starts going into one pot, and then it gets rerouted into another one, and then it goes into another one, and before you know, it's disappeared, and it ends up in a general fund. But as far as the investment, yes, that falls under the state treasurer. And it's very important that we use very conservative means, like you don't just take money and throw it in the wind, but you have to also try to maximize the state's money and make sure it's growing and not just stagnant. So, yes, a two-part question. Where is it going? We don't know. We need to be transparent. We should have all of our budget now should be completely online and easy to read and accessible. And number two, yes, the treasurer has a direct influence on how that money is utilized.
Now, let me, I don't know if this is like most of us, but we all have to make decisions, whether it's our 401k or investments that we have. Do you invest in the stock market? Would you put the state funds into the stock market?
Well, the reality is, due to the state statutes, there's not many things that you can do with the state's fund. And because these are laws that were put into place many, many years ago, and like most government, have never been updated or upgraded. So that's one of the things that I want to do is look at the statutes and try to update them so that we can take advantage of what things like the stock market are doing, but you still do it in a very conservative way. I mean, personally, I have 401k, I have investments. I have never made less than 10% of my money annually. And if you look at the state treasury right now, we're seeing under 1% returns. So again, you can't just take the money and put it in Bitcoin, but you can utilize it and put it in to work for the state to conservatively create positive returns.
Again, Manny Kess joining us, Republican candidate for treasurer. Tell me about the campaign as it is now. You've been at it for 16 months. What is it that people are telling you? Obviously, they know that you're running for state treasurer, not governor, not secretary of state. But what is it people are telling you they want out of the next treasurer?
Honestly, it's been great. People are very excited to have a non-politician representing them. I'm a constituent. I'm a voter. I'm tired of recycling these politicians and putting them in different positions, and we get the same results. So going up and down the state, I was just up north for the Lincoln Day dinners, and so many people came up to me and said, man, it's great to see a young business person put himself last and get into a position to help the state by running for office. And I'm empowering others because people are learning my story, and they're saying, well, if you can do it, I can do it. And that's my goal. If we can get more people out of the private sector, more successful business owners running for office, I think we can really create long-term growth and success for our state.
Are you self-financing, Manny, or is this a deal where you're actually going to people and asking them for money, for contributions?
I am asking people for contributions. I started my campaign 60 months ago with an investment of my own, but very much seeking people's support, whether it's financial as well as their votes and their endorsements.
How do they find you? How can they help you?
My website is www.manny4nv.com. So www.manny4nv.com.
Manny, safe travels, all 17 counties. That means you're going to be spending a lot of miles on the road. Thank you so much for taking some time with us here on Live and Local. Really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day. I appreciate it.
There you go, Manny Kess, Republican candidate for state treasurer. And this is I'm getting more and more confident. I don't want to get overconfident on this thing, but I really am starting to get confident that maybe there is a sweep of the constitutional offices in the wind. I hope so. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. More from the president. He was on the road over the weekend. We'll let you hear a portion of his speech. It was classic Trump. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I mentioned last week how the former president, Donald J. Trump, about twice a month is going out on the road and turning on audiences all across the country. I'm hoping he's going to do it here soon. My guess is he probably will. This is a battleground state, and it's very important that we win and we make Nevada into a red state again. Saturday night, the former president was in Selma, North Carolina, not Selma, Alabama, Selma, North Carolina, and talked about what's at stake in the midterm elections. Listen to this.
Despite all you're hearing and seeing of China and Russia and Iran and others, our biggest danger is not from outside coming in. Our biggest single danger is from the sick and radical politicians that are knowingly or unknowingly wanting to destroy our country. Yes. Our biggest danger is from within. I believe that. As president, I was proud to sign the world's first ban on critical race theory. The Biden administration rescinded that order, but when we retake Congress, Republicans will ban the critical race theory in our schools, ban it in our military, ban it in every part of federal, state, and local governments, just like I did. It was fully banned before. In addition, a Republican Congress must stand up for parental rights and parental choice. I think that's a good idea. No teacher should ever be allowed to teach far-left gender theories to our children without parental consent. It's truly child abuse, plain and simple. By replacing reading and math with pronouns and gender studies, our government-run education system has forfeited the trust of American parents, and they really have. Every mom and dad in America must be given the right to opt out of the indoctrination and send their child to the public, private, charter, or religious school of their choice. Have to do it.